It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Brock Hunter.
Podcast time.
It's podcast time. Time to do a podcast. All right, let's get right to it. Football.
Yeah.
We're in the playoffs, man. Whole new season. It resets, and now it is winners, losers.
Hey, you know, this is my favorite time of the year. Boom. Hey, it's playoff time. John Madden, you know.
I don't know what I'm doing here. they should bring him back.
Keep spitting out.
They should bring back John Madden for the playoffs.
I thought he was dead. John Madden's not dead, is he?
He's still alive.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's still kicking. Pat Summerall passed.
John Madden. Oh, that's right. He did. John Madden.
Pat Summerall and John Madden.
John Madden. Yeah, he's still alive. 82 years old.
82. Hey.
Man, oh, man. So old.
You know, they don't even have him on the games anymore.
No. It's still John Madden, though.
Yeah.
His name's on there. So, anyway, so let's talk about what happened over the weekend. Obviously, some big games took place, but I think a lot of people are talking about Sunday's games more than anything. Not that Saturday's games weren't as big a deal, but the game between the Ravens and the Chargers was a close one. That came down to the wire.
It was kind of a blowout a little bit, and then the Ravens came back at the end.
They came back at the end, yep.
To make it scary, and it was a good game.
Yeah.
Man.
So, obviously, the Chargers won after a knock in the ball out of Jackson's hand.
Yep.
There was like 40 seconds left. Anyway, and then the next big game, Bears.
Eagles. Wow.
Obviously, Super Bowl defending champs, the Eagles, really had their work cut out for them. I really thought the Bears had a good chance, and they did. You know, this came down to a field goal.
They had every opportunity, man. And, yeah, it came down to a 43-yard field goal.
You just said something right there. They had a lot of opportunities. Now, everyone is screaming at the top of their lungs. Bears fans are wanting Parkey's head.
Yeah.
You know, he's a rookie. This is his first year. You know, in any rookie coming in, that's tough. There's a guy who is kicking the game winner in his first NFL playoffs. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, right.
It missed. It got tipped. And it was at the double donger?
The double doink.
Double donger. That's something else.
What?
That's something.
We were way off.
Because it went donger.
So the double doink is what they're labeling the game.
What they're dubbing
and,
it.
And I can't stress it enough. I know a lot of you guys, you know, don't like Parkey right now, but that ball was tipped.
It was tipped.
It was tipped.
And not to mention, you also got to look at the Bears had three red zone opportunities that they missed.
Yeah.
You know, and really, that's what always kills me when you see players. And again, I always revert back to the Packers. I'm a Packers fan. That's what I'm passionate about. But, you know, everyone, oh, Rodgers isn't himself. We should trade him, or Crosby. It's not just one player. Football is a team sport.
It's a team game, man.
Now, yeah, there's a player that can make differences. There is. But really what it comes down to it is, okay, the Chargers. Got a holding call. They could have ended the game
right there
on that last series, but he got a holding call, kicked him back, which gave the Ravens a chance. And luckily, the Chargers played lights-out defense there on that last series. But, you know, there it is that it's a team sport.
All in it together, man.
It is.
You know, what's kind of nice to see is after that missed kick last night from Parkey, one of his linemen came up and just picked him up right away. Gave him a hug.
And you know what? Because he's also made a lot of great, you know, field goals. And that happens. You know, you have off games. And, yeah, it sucks because it's in the playoffs. But, you know, I love to see all these people. Like that one video I sent you the other night. What a joke,
what a
that
tool.
Guy. That tool. There's a video, and it's gone viral very quick. This guy leaving the stadium. Oh, $5 million, $6 million. I don't know how much we're paying him. Parking missing. And he's swearing every other word, and he's just screaming to calling him, homophobic names and everything like that. And it's like, dude, grow up. I'd love to see you make that field goal. And everyone's like, well, we're paying him to do it. Well, yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough thing to do, and it's going to happen.
Remember, like, the old saying, like, man, I would love to be a kicker in the NFL. It's the easiest job in the
God,
world.
Oh, God, I would never want to be. Now, I would never want to be.
After last night, I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to be a kicker.
I mean, look what happened to Ray Finkel, for God's sake.
You know, Finkel.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's tough. And Bears fans, I feel for you, especially after this. And you know what? They had a really good shot. But they're just going to come back stronger next year. Trubisky's going to have more experience. Their kicker's going to have more experience.
And you know why it hurts so bad for Chicago fans? It's because the Bears have sucked.
Well,
they have sucked, and they're finally good, and you lose that way. It's hard.
It's their first playoff since 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, 8 years.
You know, say if it was the Patriots last night and they did the double boink, the Patriots did, I don't think people would have cared that much.
No. I've heard on numerous occasions, I just don't want the Patriots to be in it again. I just don't want the Patriots to be in it again.
Yeah, they're getting into the Golden State kind of esque.
Yeah.
Like people are like, yeah, I like the Patriots, but I want to see something different.
And that's kind of where I'm at too. You know, Brady doesn't need another ring. So Colts are. What?
I'm kind of like that, but. I get to the point where it's like, okay, it's becoming such a legacy. I want to see him win now.
It's at a level that I think no one will ever touch at this point. Maybe if the game changes to a point where we see more teams do that, or what we'll see is teams. But I just don't think you can do it like basketball. I don't think you can just get a bunch of players, win a Super Bowl, get rid of them. It takes a while to get copacetic on a football team. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not easy like basketball. So moving on. Basketball's easy. The Colts beat the Texans, so they'll be moving on. The Seahawks lost to the Cowboys. So Cowboys edged one out. That guy broke his ankle.
Oh, dude.
Oh!
You know, I have DVR, and I missed it. And you know, I was like, oh, I could go back and look at it.
No.
Because they right as I looked at the TV, they're like, oh, we're not going to show it again because it's pretty graphic.
Dude.
You know, my brain was like, go look at
it. Go watch it. No, I ain't doing it. So the Colts, Cowboys, Chargers, Eagles all moving on to the next round. Colts are taking on the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. So in Kansas City. Now, here's a big thing. This is what I've been trying to get through people's heads. Everyone is hard up on Mahomes. Yes, he's fantastic. All right. He's got a great team around him. He's had a hell of a year. Mm-hmm. But this kid is untested in the playoffs. Yeah. It's a totally different. And they've had 2 weeks off. When you think about it, when they play on Saturday, that's 2 weeks off pretty much.
Well, time will tell, man.
It will. It will. Because you know, I go back to the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, literally people are like, this is the future of football. Mm-hmm. They lost the first round of the playoffs to the Green Bay Packers. And then the following year, their sophomore year, they've brought it back this year.
You think Mahomes will buckle? What do you think?
I don't think he'll buckle, but I don't think they'll win. Yeah. I don't think they're playing the Colts. Andrew Luck is having a hell of a year. The Colts are having a hell of a year. The Chiefs gave up, 40-some-odd points to the Rams?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the Colts are going to win. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think Mahomes is going to have a great game. You can't not have a great game when you're throwing to guys like Kelce and Tyreek Hill, for God's sakes. Yeah. It's insane, the receiver core that he has. But he also is young, he's cocky, and when you're young and cocky, we've both been there, you make mistakes.
Yeah.
You try and do throws, and I know it's, you see that no-look pass, you see that, those are dumb throws to me. And I will continue to say that. Those are dumb throws where when you get into games like this, when you get in with experienced players, they're gonna take advantage. Mm-hmm. They really are. That's my take.
He's shown no signs. Even in like tough situations and you know situations where he needs to really step up, he's shown no signs of being a rookie. It's crazy, and that's why I think in the playoffs I don't think he's gonna.
I don't think it's gonna
bother him at all.
Boy, the pressure on there, and like I said, if anybody has a chance being at his level, because so he was a backup to Smith last year.
Yeah.
Chiefs finally wised up, got rid of Smith.
Yeah, seriously, I think he's poised, man.
It's a different game though, dude. And I remember all big game situations. There's a different mindset going into it. Not to mention, you have had 2 weeks off. Yeah. That momentum you have at the end of the year stops for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And even if you say mentally, and the best do it. The best fall short. I think the Chiefs are going to lose. I really do.
Yeah.
And I may be eating my words. And I know Kiki hates this, but I'm just looking at it as a guy who played the game. And has been in big game situations, playoff situations. And it also comes out now, Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the NFL. And that is a great guy to have calling plays for you, which is going to favor the Chiefs. Absolutely. But the Colts, man. Colts are playing awesome.
I think you're going to eat your words.
You think so?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Well, Saturday we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Man. We're going to find out. Who knows? It could be a stomp, and either way, the Chiefs could have just a choke. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to see a team that let another team score 40-odd points on you not have holes in – their defense isn't as strong as the offense.
Yeah, they definitely need to step up on D. If they do, man, they're ridiculous.
Yeah. But and maybe it'll be a shootout. Luck has been having a hell of a year. Maybe we'll see another super high-scoring game. Mm-hmm. You never know. So that's going on Saturday, 4:35. Then the Cowboys taking on the Rams. My money's on the Rams on that one. Mm-hmm. It's just the Cowboys are overrated this year.
Yeah.
I think they have squeaked by for where they're at. And then Chargers taking on the Patriots, taking on your boy,
yeah,
Brady. Who do you got on that one?
Well, who do you think I got on that
one? I got Chargers, baby.
Do you?
I think the Chargers are going to get it.
Why?
I think the Chargers are going to get it. I think so.
It's because you want them to get it.
I would love to see that. I would.
If you were to put money on it, who would you?
Well, if the Patriots get past the Chargers, they're either going to have to take on the Eagles or the Saints, which, let's be honest, it's going to be the Saints. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees is going to beat up on Foles. I guarantee it. And then the Patriots can't beat the Saints. No way.
I don't know, Brock. I don't know where you're getting
you
all this.
You got your head so
I don't know
far
where you're getting
your
all this,
ass.
This information.
I'm just telling you, man.
You know what this podcast is? This is what Brock wants to happen.
This is what's going to happen.
It's not even predictions.
This is what's going to happen. I predict a...
I don't think any of your picks... No, I don't even think one of them. I think you're totally...
I said the Rams are going to beat the Cowboys. You think the Cowboys are going to beat the Rams?
That one's your best. Huh. That's the best one you got.
I think Super Bowl, it's going to be Saints.
Can it be Saints and Pats?
No, it can't be. They'll end up taking each other on because they're in the North.
It's going to be Pats, man.
It's going to be Saints, Chargers, Super Bowl.
No.
Saints, Chargers. Wait, can that happen? I think so. No. Yeah. That's who I think it's going to be. Saints, Chargers. Maybe. I don't know. No, that can't happen. Anyway, I don't know who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
It's going to be coming to the end of January, and we're going to be here behind the mics once again at another year, bitching that the Patriots are in the playoffs.
No, and Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl this year. No? Not going to happen. Brady is a shell of his former self.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's not playing at the level he played last year. And last year,
did you watch the last game?
I think him losing the Super Bowl really messed with his head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what you want to think.
That's what happened. I know, man. I would. What about Patriots Eagles again?
Ooh,
matchup. So Foles can beat Brady again.
Oh man,
that'd be crazy. Anyway, all right. That's my predictions, and I'm right. Hunter's wrong as always.
Right.
As always.
Hey, this is recorded. So
this is recorded. That's right. We'll have to. We'll check the tape.
Yeah.
We'll check the tape. All right, everybody. Make sure you check out WIRX.com. Explore where you found this podcast. We got a lot of great stuff on our website. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 107.1 on your FM dial so you can hear Hunter make more stupid comments. He's a moron.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. All right. We'll see you next time. Take care.